Welcome everyone to the Know Your Worth audio. I'm very, very excited you have taken a stand for yourself by listening to this so that you can start to positively and powerfully influence your life starting now, so really starting today. I'm Carrie Tepedino, a holistic health practitioner, an author, and a life and business coach, and I'm very excited to be talking to you about this topic because I really feel it's an important topic. And when you start to truly know your worth, it will positively influence every single area in your life. It's going to influence your relationships. And when I say relationships, I really mean not only with others, professionally and personally, but also with yourself, which is really the most important relationship. And you're going to notice that your confidence levels start to lift, and you're going to really begin to live into your full potential, living at a truly optimal level. Knowing your worth also allows you to let go of judging others, which we're going to look at with this session. And what you'll notice is that when we're judging others, it's usually because we're feeling insecure ourselves. And so we'll take a look at all of that, but we're going to look at even more. We're going to talk about three key components to knowing your worth, what they are. We're going to break them down and do some very simple exercises that will facilitate you really coming into an alignment within about who you are, how unique and special you are, and how you can fully show up and offer that as a contribution. And this is a very important piece, for each of you really are unique and special. And when you don't share that, I believe it's truly a disservice to the world. We're going to go over some reflective questions, questions I really want you to start to ask yourself on a daily basis, maybe even multiple times a day, to really catch yourself in those moments when you start to doubt your worth and you doubt how unique and special you are. But I'm going to map all those out for you, and we're going to touch upon some affirmations and journaling, and I believe journaling is a great way to cement in what you're going to be learning from this audio. As you can tell, we have a lot to go over. I'm really excited you're here and excited to share what I know about this topic with you. I want you to gain a strong understanding about the value you add to others' lives, personally and professionally, how you can show up for yourself more fully, and how special and unique you already are today. So go ahead and pause this audio as you go grab a paper and a pen, then come back, unpause the audio, and hold tight, for we're going to jump on in and start Know Your Worth. Knowing your worth is such an important part of living a fulfilled life. There is absolutely no monetary value that can be placed on knowing your worth. True wealth is your worthiness discovered and fully realized inside. It is being wealthy within. You must set the example of how others must treat you. If you choose to abuse your body, your mind, and your spirit, what message are you telling others about how they can treat you as well? When you treat yourself with the utmost respect, there is a quiet demanding of that same type of treatment from others, even when no words are said about it at all. What you think of yourself should far outweigh what others think of you, and you must keep that simple yet very, very powerful reminder at the forefront of your mind. You must believe in yourself enough to tell yourself what you are worth and not allow others to make that decision for you. This will lead to you making choices that are in alignment with your health, self-development, and success, personally and professionally. Live from a place that makes you feel proud of the person you are. When you do this, you will value what you are offering to the world, and in turn, others will value you at that high level as well. When we move through life wearing a smile and a positive attitude, we will magnetize others to us. People will want to participate and interact with you. They will follow your lead and value you as well. They want to interact with you, hear your insights, and seek your advice when you know what you are worth. They invite you into that inner circle, and they want you to partner with them in business. You valuing you leads to others doing the same. Your worth should not be based on your material possessions or how much money you have. Many people often use these as measuring sticks, and it leads to hollow lives full of judgment, fear, low self-esteem, and anxiety. Some people base their self-worth on their achievements and label themselves unworthy if they don't get a promotion, a raise, or if a specific person doesn't notice them. Again, this is a surefire way to lose the game of living an incredible life. Your self-worth should be based on the amount of love, respect, and kindness you are giving to yourself and others. When you value you, you treat yourself with respect and love. You gain confidence and independence. You are flexible and find the positive in every situation. Knowing your self-worth will lead to a higher self-esteem, which ultimately results in more confidence in your personal and professional relationships. On a professional level, knowing your worth allows you to acknowledge your professional achievements, leading to the probability of you setting even higher intentions. With low self-esteem, your lack of belief in yourself will hold you back from the next big project or presenting great ideas to management. It will handicap you in sharing ideas that could be groundbreaking or even revolutionary. Low self-esteem often keeps people from being adaptable and does not allow change to occur, cutting off great opportunities from happening. I want to share with you three key components to knowing your worth, and we're going to go over some very simple exercises called Knowing Your Worth Mastery Exercises. The first one is value you. When you know your uniqueness and allow yourself to see it for what it is, a gift, your value raises. Valuing yourself raises your self-esteem and then your self-worth in your eyes. This positively affects how others respect and respond to you, creating a very nice cycle of positive vibes. Valuing yourself will open doors in all areas of your life. Personally, it will help your communication with others, it will raise your self-confidence, and make attracting and being in healthier relationships much easier. In your professional life, when you value yourself, you will find that others trust you with more responsibilities, they value your input on projects and decisions, and they want you to be a part of their team. By valuing yourself, you allow others to do the same. Value You Mastery Exercise is very simple, but yet very powerful, and it will help you in deciphering exactly what is going on in your mind in regards to your own value. The Value You Mastery Exercise is just about making a list. We've all made lists before, but have you ever made a Value You list? Simply list out in two columns all of your attributes. In one column, all the attributes that you see as valuable, adding value to you and to others. And in the other column, list out the attributes that you have that maybe might not be so powerful or positively affecting other people. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being pretty darn awesome and 5 being, well, maybe not so hot, rank each attribute basing your assessment on how you think of yourself. For example, if you know you are a great listener, well, then that really deserves a 1. If you find you are judgmental about others, well, that's probably a 5. Go ahead and pause this recording here and make these lists now. Give yourselves about 5 to 10 minutes to complete this exercise. And once you are done, unpause this audio. Okay, so you just made your list of 2 columns, one being attributes that you have that are great, of great value to yourself and others, the other column being attributes that you are not so proud of that you would like to improve on. Now that you have completed writing out your list, really sit quietly and review it. Give yourself enough time to not rush through this important step. Really sit quietly and take in all the things that you are proud of. And I want you to give yourself a pat on the back for those things and really acknowledge yourself. This will assist you in seeing how valuable you truly are. So go ahead, pause this audio for 2 or 3 minutes here to complete this step. Now that you can see how many wonderful attributes you already have mastered and how valuable they are, I want you to take a moment and look at the list that maybe you're not quite as proud of right now. I want you to be very careful here. This is not a free-for-all to go ahead, beat yourself up on how terrible you are. We are all human, and we all have our lists. This is an exercise in awareness, and by seeing where you feel you are not giving 100% in your life, you will be able to gain the clarity you need to make some positive changes. I want you to jot down some quick notes on changes for all the attributes you listed in that not-so-hot column, and these changes are simple ones that you can make to this list that would make you feel as if you are adding value to yourself and others. So go ahead, pause this audio for 2 or 3 minutes while you do this step. Fabulous! You now have completed the first Value You Mastery exercise. This easy exercise is great to do when you are losing sight of who you are and what you have to offer in the world. Now let's go ahead and move on to Know Your Worth key component number 2. Judge no more. Just stop judging, for goodness sakes. We can do Value You Mastery exercise number 1 over and over, but if you continue to choose to be judgmental, what's the point? As we all know, one negative thought usually leads to another and another. It is a deadly cycle all the way down to the bottom of the well. But changing your thought patterns can positively change this, opening up a whole new perspective on you, the people you associate with, and your life. Not being judgmental of yourself and others is a powerful choice, and it is one that you can start to make today. Letting go of judgment will free you up from feeling as if there is supposed to be something or someone better, bigger, richer, or shinier out there for you. It will allow you to start living in the here and now with a level of acceptance and peace. By not judging yourself, you allow yourself to play life full out, personally and professionally. You do not restrain yourself from living big by keeping yourself small with comparisons of how you should be different in some way. Not judging means you allow yourself to be truly seen for who you really are. It means that you are not comparing yourself to others or wishing you were someone different. You are at ease with how you are showing up in the world now. Judging others is a habit that usually stems from not being satisfied with ourselves. We are all direct reflections of one another. So when you catch yourself judging another, I strongly advise you to stop, take note of what it is in that person that is bothering you, and then relate that back to how you are showing up in the world. By not judging others, you are opening yourself up to be detached from any specific outcome. You are flexible and adaptable, and you are allowing others to be fully expressed. Not judging others includes moving through life with an open mind and an open heart. It is giving someone or some situation a chance, even if it doesn't look the way you thought it would. Getting into the habit of being non-judgmental is simply a choice. Don't participate in conversations with others who are gossiping. Be happily surprised when things turn out great, even if you thought it would be different. And when you find yourself falling back into old habits of judging, just stop. Visualize yourself turning an internal switch the other direction and just get back on track. Judge no more, mastery exercise. Start noticing throughout the day how many times you have negative thoughts about yourself and others. You will probably be shocked by how much and how often this actually is. Whenever you notice a negative thought, ask yourself, what is really bothering me? More often than not, I can guarantee you that you don't really care if your friend's new haircut is awful, but rather you may be insecure about how you yourself look. Another example, I doubt that you are truly all that taken with how you feel your coworker didn't finish a task well, but perhaps sometimes you feel insecure at work about what others are thinking of you. It is time that you got down to the core issues that lead you to be judgmental. When these situations arise, stop and take note. Write down what it is that you think is bothering you in that moment. Then take it a bit further and look inside to see what insecurity inside of you is being triggered. This will raise your awareness around areas you feel you are not playing full out in your life. Make it a conscious exercise to catch yourself quicker when you are being judgmental. This will be an instrumental exercise in you learning to accept yourself fully and knowing your worth. So off we go to Know Your Worth, key component number 3, titled Love Double Time. Our third Know Your Worth key component is a favorite of mine. It is love double time, and it is all about you loving you, not in a conceited or arrogant way, but in a very healthy way with healthy boundaries. I always say, love yourself wildly and compassionately, for if you are not going to, why would others? You are worth every ounce of love on this planet, and it will come to you if you start leading by example. When you start to love yourself fully, your world will shift. Often, you spend way too much time battling negative voices inside of your head that have a thousand reasons why you aren't good enough. I am imploring you to allow this nonsense to stop for 1 week so that you can experience what it feels like to exhale, leave the pessimism at the door, and choose love. Put this suggestion into consistent practice, and a stirring will start to build inside of you to go quiet and be still. It is in that stillness your essence lies, free of all mental contamination. This is self-love expressed in a tangible way. When you allow yourself to fully experience this way, you will set yourself free. Not only will you treat yourself better, but you will notice others around you will as well. In your personal relationships, you may notice more kindness, thoughtfulness, and forgiveness. In your professional relationships, you may notice more acceptance, better communication, and generosity. Loving yourself will allow you to shine brighter and more steadily. You will not falter buying into the nonsense of low self-esteem and judgment. You will move with confidence as you magnetize others to you, and doors of opportunity will easily open. The love double time mastery exercise is very, very simple. I want you to tie a string around your wrist for 1 week. This string is a reminder for you to love yourself fully. It is your constant companion for 1 week, emphasizing that you are an extraordinary human being and recognizing that within yourself is healthy. When you start to falter and forget how amazing you are, I want you to simply stop what you are doing, close your eyes, take a deep breath, touch that string, and remind yourself that you deserve every ounce of love that is on this planet, and then let out a big exhale. The string is helping you change your thought patterns, and the more willing you are to be consistent with this simple exercise, the more powerful it will be. You will notice long-term effects that will change how you treat and think about you. So right now, go ahead, find a string, stop this audio. I don't want you to delay and make excuses saying it has to be a really special string or you have to make a special trip to the store to get this piece of string. It doesn't have to be anything special. You are making that string special. Tie that little guy onto your wrist and move out your front door into the world with a new perspective on how incredible you are. And then watch your world respond to you in a loving way as you love double time. Part of this audio session includes reflective questions. And listening to this audio is an awesome first step at truly understanding your value and knowing your worth. But it doesn't stop there. You need to take this information and put it into action on a daily basis. I understand that some days it will be harder than others to stay on track, but being consistent is like building a muscle for professional athletes. You can even think of it that way as your know your worth muscle. And that leads us into the first reflective question that I'm going to give you to make staying on track easy and manageable. Question number one, am I building my know your worth muscle today? Am I putting into action what I learned on this audio and allowing myself to live into my full potential? Question two, am I keeping in the forefront of my mind my uniqueness that I offer the world and reminding myself how special I am? Am I valuing me? Question number three, have I let go of judging others? Do I walk away from gossipy conversations and do I allow myself to just be me, leaving behind the need to be different? And the last reflective question, am I loving double time? Do I make an effort to love myself wildly and compassionately, letting go of the need to look outside of myself for acceptance? And you can write these questions down. You can keep them close to you. I would highly suggest, if you need to, write them down. Keep them in the car. Keep them by your bed or at your desk at the office. Maybe even list these questions in your wallet or in your purse and come back to them multiple times a day if you need to stay on track and to remind yourself where you're headed with knowing your worth. I always recommend using a journal to really cement in newfound thoughts and ways of being. I find that when I write things out, it allows my mind to process what I have learned, facilitating a deeper integration. Get yourself a Know Your Worth journal and every day write a few positive things in it that you recognize about yourself. You can even make this part of your bedtime routine as you unwind from the day and end on a positive and loving note. You can include writing positive affirmations in your journal in regards to knowing your worth, such as, "Today I love me for simply being me." Or, "The gifts I bring to the world are unique and special." Affirmations are very, very powerful tools, and memorizing just a few of them and repeating them to yourself throughout the day can be life-changing. So I just wanted to take a moment to really say thank you so much for joining me on this call. Please let your friends, let your family know that I'm here. And if this content brought you insight and motivation on knowing your worth, really advise them to go ahead and get this audio for themselves so that they can start to really open up their mind, their worlds, and their hearts. I am so excited to have each and every one of you as part of my community. I love your feedback, your comments. Please send them to me. You can find my contact information at www.kerrytepedino.com, KerryTepedino.com. And just by opting in there to receive my fresh tips, you'll be receiving a free gift. You can also definitely connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/KerryTepedino or facebook.com/WhoIsKerryTepedino. And of course at Twitter, twitter.com/KerryTepedino. It's a great way for us to stay connected, to touch base with each other on a daily or weekly basis. And I really look forward to joining you there and having you be part of my community. I'm so excited for us to continue working together and send your feedback. I love every single part of it. And many, many blessings to you as you move forward from this place and moving towards a place of knowing your worth on an even deeper and more genuine and loving level.